Welcome to the GWB podcast. I'm your host Nikhil Rabindra. This is our third and bonus episode in our conversation with Abin Shetty. It's a short episode mainly because there's a lot of things which we said which could not make it on air. That being said, I feel like whatever we said is fun, so I hope you enjoy. So welcome to a bonus episode with Abin Shetty. We never go past two, but we're here to break boundaries. So Abin, we've had a couple of very intense episodes where we nerd out in the beginning with movies and everything else, but we also go deep down into our strengths and weaknesses. I'd like to keep the intensity as well, but I think we also should not scare people. Like you would also agree that that, you know, life is not as dark and morose. At the same time, we had a lot of fun, and then we also in general are the most jovial and you know, like we can get a giggle out of anything. So let me change gears for a second here. Tell me an instance of a time back in school which you think you remember which made you laugh more than you should have.
I'll tell you. I think the one that really sticks out was like this was not even 11th and 12th, which is by far the funniest era of my school life.
Same.
But it was I'd say this was 10th grade, and I think you know what I'm going to talk to you about.
Hold on
10th grade.
Hold on yeah. 1 minute. You were in 10 what?
A.
Okay, so fart bomb class.
Yes, of course. And one of three. I was talking about that only.
Go on. Yeah. Continue.
So I was in 10A, which had a notorious reputation, right? Like we heard like a horrible class that didn't listen to anybody. It basically had the biggest ball of our lives. I remember when we were like, before we were moved up, there was an incident where somebody blew up a fart bomb in class. And so they vacated the class and made a stand in the field. And in this weird, like, akin to like a terror plot, two more fart bombs went off in the classes above us. And so those sections joined us as well. And thus began this huge inquest as to who did, you know, who was responsible for it, which was supposed to be really sad, but it was hilarious because suddenly our entire day of teaching was suspended, right? We were just standing in the field and having a great time. And the teachers are like struggling to figure out who did what. And I think they finally figured out who it was, and they pulled three of them out into the General Assembly like days later. And the principal at the time was giving a speech, and I distinctly remember him saying, "I feel like kicking each and every one of you bloody rascals." And the entire 10th grade was just shivering in laughter because the guys up at the podium were also laughing.
That's true. Just hold on for a second there. Like my point is, my point is, when you're so angry, if the only word that comes out of your mouth is rascal,
yeah,
it kills the event.
It's not even rascal, it's rascals. The way he said it. And I just burst out laughing. I found it, like we all were laughing about it. And even the guys who were getting suspended were laughing about it.
No. Because like, my point is like, when you're, I feel like rascal is adorable. The word rascal is adorable. Yeah. You can't show anger with it.
Yes, you really can't. It kind of like,
go on.
It has a really funny connotation to it, especially when it's said in fury, it kind of like dispels the anger. And it very much had that impact on all of us when we were standing there.
Yeah. No, because okay, so that's hilarious because I remember that. You know, that makes me think of another time. So this is cricket, Cartonian Shield. Uh-huh. Okay.
Yes.
So again, this will sound a little snobby, but like Okay, Cottons, Germains, Frank Anthony, St. Joseph's. Okay, like those are core schools. Sometimes we will like let Baldwins be useful or whatever. Like with all due respect, they played football and they did their own shit over there, right?
Yeah.
But then at some point, Presidency became good in cricket, okay?
Yeah, dude.
Okay, and also their flag was the LGBTQ flag. It was a rainbow. You remember yeah. this?
I do, yes.
Now, we didn't even know it was LGBTQ. We just said, like, dude, like, basically, like, it's just a poorly designed flag. It's just like, they'd be like, how many colors would you like to put into this flag? And someone said, yes. Right? So basically, our dudes, first of all, we're like, why are we playing Presidency in the semifinals and all that? Like, I may have something, there's something even more mean to say, which I won't say because it's politically incorrect. Mm-hmm. Based on who was playing. But our dear cheering and all that, someone started making a slogan saying, your flag is like a doormat, your flag is like a doormat.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not really offensive. I mean, it was a shit flag. Let's be upset. So for whatever reason, like, mm-hmm. so the next day in the assembly, same principle was like, we are Cottonians, we have to respect everybody, blah, 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 yada, yada. But yesterday I heard some people say, your flag is like a doormat, your flag is like a doormat. So we're like, okay, I didn't know that was a deal breaker. I want to know, whoever said that is a stupid idiot.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, bro, how can you build it up so much and end it? I'm like, what are you doing with your life right now? How do you not laugh about that?
Wow.
So, but I think like assemblies were actually, now I look back, right? I want everyone to think about this. I feel like being brought up in an assembly to make an example of you is the dumbest strategy ever, because you're actually giving more ideas to everybody else. Can you imagine, like, the guys who let off the fart bomb were like there, and you're telling 5,000 people that it is possible for you to also bring a fart bomb to school and disrupt class.
It was, you think about it, that entire 2 years when you were in 9th and 10th was just chaos. What didn't happen? People got caught throwing chairs at people.
that may not be a mutually exclusive group over there. No, I know. So, I'm just, yeah, like the 9th and 10th was actually the Wild West meets the mafia. I don't know how it's
exactly.
Like either you were in a gang or you just wanted to like wreak havoc. Like, I don't know, like, how we made it through 9th and 10th.
I remember, you know, I think Jinesh brought this up on one of the episodes, right? Mm. Where he talks about the LCD days.
Yeah.
Which is like a cultural moment in the lives of everybody who went to those three schools in that area.
Yeah.
LCD, now, for those of you who don't know, it's like the Laver Road Coffee Day, and it would be the spot where people would go to sort out their differences, or colloquially, they would go to have a scrap. Right?
Tulp each other. Yeah.
Tulp each other. Yeah. And I went for one of these things because I was very curious as to what was happening.
Hey, you went? Wait, tell me now. Give me full context. Don't go
I
to
went.
The middle of it.
I don't remember
who
it was,
what, when,
I
where?
Went.
What was the context? Was it someone's girlfriend, or like, was it just like... What?
No, it was two guys who bumped into each other in a corridor.
Come on.
It descended into a what competition. So, like, they bumped into each other. They said, what? What? You say, what? What? And then it just became, it escalated. And then they said some things. And then it was, okay, come to LCD, come to LCD. And I said, okay, now I finally want to see what happens here. And I went there. And it was a group of 20 people on either side, just yelling what to each other for another 5 minutes. and then another guy walks in and says, bro, call pro, call pro. And everyone goes home. Just stood there watching these guys. I'm like, you idiots, is this what we do? And then, you know, went to the coffee inside, ordered an iced Eskimo as the blue drink, and bounced. That was the only takeaway from that event. I couldn't, to this day, I couldn't believe how stupid people were, kids were back then. But I know they were like, sometimes it got out of hand. One of our friends got thrown onto a scooter. He had a bruised eye the next day. Like a lot of that shit happened. I'd heard things that happened, but when I went, it was like this highly, a very comical situation.
I never went because, like, for me, it took me a year to realize what LCD was. I was just like, why are you guys standing next to a television?
No, I remember it used to be the place where like our school guys would go on dates or they'd go to fight. There was no
invite. No. Date was never LCD. No, date was Sweet Chariot.
Sweet Chariot was like the some of them, but LCD was like, it was right down the road, right? If you didn't get place at Mocha, you'd go to LCD for like a coffee.
No, but I think LCD, I think if you ever went on a date in LCD, it was to show people that you were on a date. But I think Sweet Chariot was like if you cared.
Yeah, Sweet Chariot was like, okay, here, have some lasagna. I love you.
Yeah, oh my God. Sweet Chariot lasagna is like, wow.
It's not lasagna, but it's something, but it's very tasty.
It was damn tasty. You know, because they burnt the cheese, that's the reason.
Yes, exactly.
So yeah, so we're talking fart bombs, we're talking scraps, we're talking LCD, we're talking all that stuff. What was, give me something funny about what happened to you probably in middle school, because I think middle school was something we all brush away, but I feel like things happened.
Yeah, so middle school was, I think, the one incident that really stands out. I was in this insane class in seventh grade, in 7F, which was, and for those, and this might, for like outside listeners, it might not mean a lot, but like, let me just go through some of the names that were in this class, right? It was me, it was Hegde, it was Deepak Bhaskar. It was Nikhil. I think Ravichandra was also there. Rashid was there. Ahmed was there. Amog was there. And a bunch of other people. So it was just like a very, like, whoever you knew at some point was, you've known, been friends with someone, were all in the same class.
It was Marvel and DC in the same room.
Basically, right?
Yeah.
And we have had some hilarious moments, but none more so than the last day of our final exams. So we've prepped for like what we think is going to be this insane bio final. We've gotten there and we've looked at the paper and all of us have finished it in 45 minutes. And we're just sitting there waiting to leave, and the teacher looks at us and says, happy holidays, guys. And she takes the paper. We all leave. And then we decide to go bowling. This is the first time we've all gone out together, right?
Yeah.
And we go bowling, and we're supposed to, and we go to Planet M to like listen to music, and then we decide to go to Pizza Corner to get some pizzas. On the way to Pizza Corner, we split into two separate groups, and Amog and a bunch of others are like in front of us. And by the time we get to Pizza Corner, like, poor Amog, I'm sure he won't mind me telling the story, he's in tears because he's bumped into a mannequin, and this, like, the shop owner is holding him ransom. And just like yelling at him, and he's threatening to beat him up and call the cops because he broke his mannequin. It's like a detachable piece, but Amog is like in tears, right? And behind him, all these fuckers are laughing. you're just like, I can't believe, like, get him out of the situation. And the guy's like, oh, the mannequin costs 5,000. We haven't seen 200 bucks. Where would we pull 5,000 out of at that point in time? And we're just like, sir, please let him go. And finally, let us go. We go up, we sit down. Amog is wiping his face, and there's a moment of silence, and everybody just bursts out laughing. Amog, including Amog. Amog is like, dude, you fuckers. Like, what the hell was that about? It was like a very chaotic experience.
I'm just processing all of this. That's the reason I'm quiet. Yeah. And because like Amog was like, I think Amog had a growth spurt maybe 2 years after that. So he was still in the...
Yeah, he was like, he was the tiny kid, and then he kind of then he grew. And I ran into him recently. Me and I got a drink together when we were in New York, and we were just catching up on life. And he keeps weaving in out of each other's lives. Really sweet guy.
Yeah, but there's a higher chance he ran into you because he has that reputation with the mannequins.
Yeah. No, this was planned. It's very much planned.
No. I love him as well. Like,
I know what, I know where you were going. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I mean, again, there are Amok stories which we have so much love for him. It should never be there with the recorded button on. So
yes.
Good. So, Abin, this has been a mammoth conversation. I'm gonna keep this. We're kind of converging to the end of what we want to do, but the one thing I always want to do before I end is, was there something that I missed out in our conversation, or is there something that while talking came up to your mind but we didn't reach to it? What is something we can talk about?
I don't think you've missed out on anything because let's be honest, I think outside of this podcast, you and I have very long conversations about things, right? Like prior to recording this, and I'm sure for our listeners, this is what Nikhil and my story like meetings are like. We'll see each other after like a period of time and we'll say, you know what, let's get a beer. And then one beer will turn into 4 beers. And that has been the case for the last 6, 7 years of our lives.
Yeah,
So it's difficult.
or it's like, let's drink a beer and then like we'll have a slice of pizza and suddenly we're doing karaoke for 6 hours.
Yes. Oh yeah, there's that too.
Yeah.
There's like we were in Radagast in Brooklyn in New York, and then suddenly we were at a karaoke bar till 4 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah.
It's just one of those random, we have the ability to turn any day into like the most random day possible.
Yeah.
So I don't think outside of how much we know about each other, that we haven't broached on anything that we don't already know. So I think this has been a really fun and sometimes intense, sometimes very contemplative conversation.
Then good, Abin. I also don't want to. We've been recording at least for more than 2.5 hours, so
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure we're kind of drained as well. So I don't want to drag it beyond a point because I think we can always do more of this in the future.
Yes, of course.
But I think it was great. It was great to learn. I think my favorite part of this whole conversation was everything I know about what makes you you has a. Not an anticlimactic backstory, but it's a story which you never thought would be the reason why you do what you do,
Yes.
which I think is so cool. Because one is I always want to learn more about all my friends, but at the same time, the people who hear this kind of get to hear your inner monologue, right? The things which you're going through despite what you're portraying out to the world. So I feel like we've done some effort into that, but I think we can do more and more. But not for anybody else, but just for us.
Yeah, like this was a conversation where I brought up things I don't think I've ever brought up on a public platform, let alone to friends. So
Yeah.
this was a very interesting conversation, and me having to confront certain facets of my life to be like, oh, I see that's where it's come from, then I can see the trail that that led to it. So very interesting for me as well. This has been a really fun conversation.
Good. That being said, let's sign off and say thank you to everybody for listening so far. And hopefully, we have a new guest next week. Bye bye. Well, that brings us to the end of this marathon session with Abin Shetty. Tune in next week for a new guest. Until then, goodbye.